This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Western outrage grew, and the European Union threatened more sanctions against Belarus over its forced diversion of an airliner on Sunday. The plane was diverted to the capital of Minsk in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The dramatic gambit by authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko was denounced as state terrorism and piracy. Ryanair said Belarusian flight controllers told the crew there was a bomb threat against the plane as it was crossing through the country's airspace. There, police arrested Roman Pratasevich, who played a key role in helping organize massive protests against Lukashenko. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry said authorities followed the law. EU leaders were particularly forceful in their condemnation of the arrest and the move against the plane, which was flying between two of the bloc's member nations and was being operated by an airline based in Ireland, also a member. The bloc summoned Belarus's ambassador, quote, to condemn the inadmissible step of the Belarusian authorities, and said in a statement the arrest was yet again another blatant attempt to silence all opposition voices in the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire. Seven more people have died as a result of the recent volcano eruption in eastern Congo. The death toll now stands at 22. The scientific director of the Volcanic Observatory of Goma told the Associated Press that those killed Monday died from inhaling toxic gas when they were walking across a wide expanse of the cooling lava near the eastern city of Goma. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iran and the UN's nuclear watchdog have agreed to extend an agreement for the monitoring of Iran's nuclear activities for 1 month. The extension comes amid ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 international agreement that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Monday that the lifting of the U.S. sanctions imposed under former President Donald Trump's administration is a legal and moral obligation, not something to be used as leverage in those negotiations. His comments came a day after Secretary Blinken said it is not clear whether Iran will comply with restrictions on its nuclear development program. The investigation into Italy's cable car disaster that killed 14 people will focus on why the lead cable snapped, as well as why the emergency brake didn't engage and stop the cabin from careening backwards. That's according to the lead prosecutor, who is looking into why the cabin then pulled off the support line and crashed to the ground. Verbania prosecutor Olympia Bossi outlined the contours of her investigation as the lone survivor of Sunday's horrific tragedy. A 5-year-old Israeli boy living in Italy remained hospitalized in Turin in intensive care with multiple broken bones. The disaster occurred in one of the most picturesque spots in northern Italy, the Monteron mountaintop, overlooking Lake Maggiore and other lakes near Switzerland. Reuters reports Taiwan has criticized what it calls the indifference of the World Health Organization to the health rights of the island's people. The WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Organization, began its annual meeting Monday in Geneva. But Taiwan has not been invited because it says the assembly has given in to pressure from China. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Health Minister Chen Qingcheng said in a joint statement the WHO should serve the health and welfare of all humanity and not capitulate to the political interests of a certain member. Taiwan is excluded from most international organizations like the WHO because of objections from China, which considers the self-governing island to be part of its territory and not an independent country. On Sunday, the Wall Street Journal reported that three scientists from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, were admitted to the hospital in November 2019. That's a month before China confirmed its first coronavirus case. The news likely to add fuel to the theory that the virus may have escaped from the lab. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.